pull this truck?
Not today. Not today.
I'm Joel Sanderson. I'm a blacksmith, and I make ironwork for people's homes. Tables, railing, light fixtures. The building that we're going to go into, I once had hogs in when I was a little kid, so I got rid of the pigs and put in some machines. So come on in. The engine first, which you hear running?
Yes.
That was made in 1898, and it drives the machinery in the shop. The power here is really limited. I don't have enough electricity to run anything of any size. So when I set this up, I started with the line shaft, which is how these old machines are made to be run. The best machines for forging were made, in my opinion, mid-1880s through 1940. So that's what this is. And they're made to be run on a line shaft with the belts going up and down. So it really is providing them almost everything I need. Okay, so this area is the forging area where the iron is heated in the fire. It's a cold forge. And then the machines around it are for hot working the metal. Like the power hammer there is a 250-pound hammer. That's a 25-pound hammer. A 20-ton press, a rolling mill, a 100-pound hammer, and a shaper. Each one has its own role, and each one's very different. And by having that variation, I have more variation in what I can express as an artist. In a rural environment, you have everything you have in an urban environment. It's just spread out more, so you have more space between. But once you're in an area for a long time, you know where to go to get things. You know that, okay, I've got to go to the Hillsdale Hardware for this. I have to go to the Quincy Hardware for that. You have to drive maybe farther, but the drive is a lot easier than in LA, for heaven's sake. So it's, I don't know. I think a rural area is a much better place for what I do, but I drive a horse.